Okay, I'd like to talk about the rule here in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav Aleph, which is mentioned numerous places in Shas, that one Beis Din has no right to abolish the Gezeirah of a previous Beis Din unless the new Beis Din is Gadol Mimenu B'Chachmah B'Minyan. Generally, a Beis Din doesn't abolish the Takana of a previous Beis Din. The case in point is the Tshuva in Digros Moshe. There are numerous tshuvas on the topic. The first one in Evan Ezra, Chelek Bey, Simin Tes, regards the din of Meinekes Chaveirai. There's a Mishnah in Yevamis Daf Mem Beis that Chazal asserted a woman who's divorced or widowed from remarrying for 24 months after she has a child. Since it was the derech to nurse for 24 months, the thought was that if she remarries and becomes pregnant, pregnancy usually ends the nursing of the mother. And Bishlam, if you're living with the father of the child, the father is responsible to feed the child. If the child has no father, then interrupting the nursing period would be a danger to the child. So Chazal asked a woman to remarry for 24 months that she's nursing. If her husband dies when she's pregnant, she can't remarry for the pregnancy plus the nursing, which can be more than 2 years. This happens to be, in practical rabbinics, a very difficult thing, because women who are divorced or widowed are very often unaware of this rule. There are a number of rules limiting when a widowed and or a divorced woman can remarry, and it happens often that a woman is divorced, a widow doesn't know if she'll ever find anyone, and she finds someone and then realizes that she's limited by the gezeira of marrying Meinekes Chaveirai, and it's a very difficult shaila. And you'll see that in the Tshuva Svarim they all try to find ways to be matir, and the Paiskim and the Shulchan Aruch are all very machmir on the topic. It's as if in the Yisayda Dover it's a Dover Chomor, but when the woman is standing in front of you and she wants to remarry, the Gedali Yisrael tried to find her Teirut. Now first of all, about the Isser, the Yerushalmi holds it's an Isser Dairaisa for a Meinekes to remarry. It's part of what we call the Hasagas Gevul. If someone has a parnasa, has a business, he not take away his business. He can't open up a business next door if it's going to ruin his business. The Yerushalmi holds that a nursing child has a business. He has a parnasa. His mother is nursing. It's a sagas gevul for her to go to someone else and get married and have a different pregnancy, which sort of takes away the parnasa of this child. The Yerushalmi holds it's a deraisa. We pass it to Bavli. But that explains why they see it as an Issachamur. The husband be Michael. The husband, the dead husband could be. What? Yeah, but the baby is the one that has to be Michael. If he masik vol, the baby has Yanika. He's not usually within 2 years, except your grandchildren are very bright. Most within 2 years are not smart enough to be Michael, right? It's. Right? It's interesting. In Taisus, in Ksubis, and Daf Samach Amid Beis brings the Shita, one of the Baalei Taisus held, like you're saying, that by a divorced woman, since the husband is mechuyev to support, so the rule doesn't apply to a Gerusha, and the Yana Mishnah applies Meinekes Chaveirai only to an Almana. That's the Shita of one of the Baalei Taisus. But Kamat all the Rishonim disagree, and they say, apparently it was then already, that divorced husbands were very often not up to date in supporting their children, that there's a concern anyway. And it's a tziruf, as you'll see in a minute. You'll see in a minute that the fact that a divorced woman is more kalkulatic than a widowed woman is a tziruf. Now, Rav Shlomo Kluger on the page, this is in Eben Ezra Simen Yud Gimel, Rav Shlomo Kluger has Agoyes Chach Mishloimai. So he's the first one that comes up with this heter, that Ramesh is referring to. Rav Shlomo Kluger said that in the time of Chazal they nursed for 24 months. So Chazal asked him, in Ekasir, you're not allowed to remarry for 24 months. And even if a woman stops nursing, the Gzair is 24 months. We don't want to give her an incentive to stop. Rav Shlomo Kluger says, Bizman Hazeh, in Rav Shlomo Kluger's time, where women stop nursing, no one nursed past 18 months. So he says that after 18 months, you can get married. He says, I ain bezn yachal avatal divrei bezn chaveray elin kein godly menu b'chachmo b'binyan. They already made a gzeira of 24 months. How could you come 1,500 years later and say that I have a reason to be mevatal the takanas chachamim? What power? So we'll see in a minute. We'll see in a second. 1 second. Shlomo Kluger assumes it's a 24-month gzeira, but he says, a chiddush gadol, he says that you only are not allowed to be mevatal legamri takan of the previous batei din. But you're allowed to modify it. You're allowed to modify it. You're not allowed to be mevatal at legamri. So Mimele, he says 18 months is good. Although if you look at Shlomo Kluger, he's only mekel with a tziruf. With tzirufim, which I'll have time, I'll mention some tzirufim. But anyway, Shlomo Kluger has this halacha l'maisa of 18 months. And the lumdis, that bezin can't be mevatal legamri, but they're allowed to modify or change gzeir derabanan. That's Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Maisha disagrees with the aside. He said, it's not true. Rav Shlomo Kluger's thing is now, he brings two rayas. One raya is from our Gemara. In our Gemara, what was the takana that Chazal made? They said that because we don't want people to socialize with goyim, they asked it pitam shamnam v'yainam. They asked it pasakum, yayinakum, and shemenakum. They asked it all three. Now, were they three gezeiras or one? Was it one gezeira on pas, one on yayin, one on shemen? So Ramesha brings a great raya that it's only one. Because this is part of the yutches gezeiras that they made. So Ramesha says if you count them, these three are only counted as one. He brings some Rashi and Masechta Shabbos. These three are one gezeira, not three gezeiras. So they asked Yayin, Shemen, and Pas. And the Bezdin of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi came, was Mekel on Shemen. The Gemara says, Ein Bezdin Yochel Vatel Bezdin Chaveray. The Gemara says, Akasha. They're not being Mevatel the whole gezeira. The gezeira not to socialize, they're just modifying it. They're saying, Pas and Yayin, yes, and Shemen, no. So Rav Maisha therefore disagrees with the yisoid of Rav Shlomo Kluger, who says you're allowed to modify a drabon. What's interesting is that in the yisoid that's the get avayda zara, he argues, but he ends up being matir the 18 months anyway. He's matir the 18 months for a different reason. He says the original gezeira was not a number of months. If you look in the Mishnah, it says they asked to marry Menekes Chaveira. So Ramesh's Chiddush is the Gezeira was marrying Menekes Chaveira. The number of months was already later on an explanation of the Gezeira. But it's not called Mevatel Divrei Bezna Chaveira. The 24 months was Remeya, who also Chashina Lemiyuta, they were Miyat women that nursed for 24 months. Ramesh says, Bezman Azeh, nobody nurses for 24 months, he can be matri after 18 months. And he's Saimach on Rav Shlomo Kluger v'loy mitameh, the 18 months. Now, I mentioned to you that in the Tshuva Sfarim, they seem to always have Rachmanis on the Shoyel, and Gedolei Yisrael always were matchik to find Heterim. If you looked at the end of the Tshuva, Ramesh says, 18 months, no earlier. He writes in the end of the language, don't be making less than 18 months. But Ramesh himself has later Tshuvas in Chelek Dalet of Ebenezer, Memtes Nunu and Aleph, he's Mekel 12 months in one tshuva, and even 9 months in another tshuva with a tziruf. The tziruf is that the new husband offered to put up money ahead of time that the child should be fed for 2 years. So put up enough money to buy food for the child, formula, whatever you're going to buy for the child. He'll put up the money ahead of time. So there are mekilim on that alone. We don't pass in that way, but as a tziruf, he's medical. So that at the end, Rav Moshe's Mekel, the 9-month heter is only for a Grusha with the Tziruf of Taisvis, that some Shvishayim hold the Grusha, this it doesn't apply, and the Tziruf of putting up the money ahead of time, so he's Mekel. So these are the Tshuvas. The Tshuvas, some of them are, one of the Tshuvas is to apparently someone who's lost her husband in the Yom Kippur War in 73, and the government supports the child. If a soldier dies in battle, the government supports the child till he grows up. So Ramesha uses that as a tziruf that he's being supported. He's being supported. He's matir the widow to marry. I think that tshuva was the 12-month tshuva. Well, anyway, he's matir in these cases. So it turns out that there is a tam lahakel. Rabbi Avadya Yosef in the Abi Omer in the 9th volume says takalik Rav Moshe, and we have the tziruf. So the reason of Rav Shlomo Kluger falls away, and nevertheless the din Rav Moshe Rabbi Avadya Yosef are imid with it. Now I'd like to speak out a bit of a lumdis, but before that, someone showed me here the Aruch HaShulchan, who talks very sharply against Rav Shlomo Kluger, against this heter. Just to read you his language, he says, "Yesh psa'im, there are some fools, sha'ovru v'nenshu, who were over and were punished, al-omram, because they said, sh'bizman hazeh, sha'im enikim edayim shnei shanim, nowadays that people don't nurse 2 years, ain't sarach lahamtin shnei shanim. V'hefel yiftze piyem." When they speak harir, the gam chazel yadu sh'roiv banim en yankin shnei shanim shleimais. Etc. is very sharp language against this heter, and he speaks very sharply, even sharper at the end. He says, "People who do this, yameir al asma sheini mamim b'teresh abal peh." I don't know why he talks so sharply against this heter. Someone who's semech on this heter is mei b'asma sheini mamim b'teresh abal peh ki yavish malahagid zeh b'peh molei. He rather writes that. Whatever, he's just totally not happy with this heter. I'd like to share with you a great chap of Reb Elchanan on the yesod. He doesn't talk about nursing. He talks about the yesod of being mevatel dibrei bezna chaveira, and it could be a makar for Reb Shlomo Kluger. Reb Elchanan, this is in the Kovetz Aharis, the end of Siman Samach Tes. He has a great kasha on this whole sugya. What's the sugya about? If one bezdin can be vatal dibri bezdin chaveira, if it's not gadol mimenu. So what are you talking about? Bezdin has a kayak to be mevatel deraisa b'shev al tasa. Bezdin can even mevatel dine deraisa b'shev al tasa lahalacha. There's even a man the Amar the Gemara b'kum v'asei. So bezdin has kayak to be mevatel deraisa, is not gadol mimenu. So how does it make any sense that you're clearing if Bezdin can be Mavatla previous Bezdin? At the same time, Bezdin can be Mavatla Dereises, right? They said don't blow Shaifer, Shaifer is Dereises. Don't blow Shaifer if Rosh Hashanah is Chal on Shabbos. Dereises. Or Lulav. So Bezdin could be Mavatla Dinim Dereises, and they can't. It's a great Kashi. You wonder why nobody asked the Kashi before him. If you can Mavatla Dereises, he can't be Mavatla. No? Good Kashi. So listen to his teretz. He says, you have to process this. He says, Bezdin can't be mevatel deraisis legamri. Bezdin can't say, this din Torah doesn't apply. No such thing. Bezdin can only modify a deraisa. They can only say, there's a mitzvah blowing. If it's chal on Shabbos, we're mevatel. They weren't mevatel it always. They can't take a deraisa and be mevatel it all the time. By Hirashah doesn't count. You're not being mevatel it. We're talking now about making a new rule. That's the context here. But you're right, Hirashah. Even Hirashah, only a Navi can be mevatel it, basically. So think about this. Rabbi Chanan, what's Rabbi Chanan saying? You can modify even a deraisa. You can modify even a deraisa. And this whole sugya of Ein Bezin, Yachal Levatel, Divir Bezin Chaveirai, is only, we're talking about knocking it off Legamri, so we're saying knocking it off Legamri, that you can't do. You can't knock off a Deraisa Legamri, you can't even knock off a Derabana Legamri. knocking off to modify a diraisa, to modify, you can even modify a diraisa. Seems to be a makar for Rav Shlomo Kluger's rule. Right? Rav Shlomo Kluger is saying that you're allowed to modify one bezin, can modify a previous bezin to the din. Aral sugi is only to be mevatel at legamri. Rav Moshe disagrees. But it seems in Lomdis, it's a beautiful chab, Rabbi Chanan, to modify a deraisa, you can modify, so to modify a derabbanan in kolshken, you could. That's Rabbi Chanan's rule. So, it seems that there's a little bit of a support for Shlomo Kluger's psak on this Rabbi Chanan's Lomdis, and Lamaisa, in the case of Menekes, we have Ramesh's heter anyway. But in the rule, whether Bezek can be Mevatel, could modify, Ramesh says he can't, but Shlomo Kluger says he could. Many, including Darach HaShulchan, are very upset with Shlomo Kluger on this count. So what should I say? It's the rule is a rule, and in the case of Menekes, you have a heter. Rabbi Chanan's a raya, but it's hard to paskin based on the raya from Rabbi Chanan. This nakuda, though, the Derech Agav, is an interesting nakuda that I've seen very often. When you have pleiskim that bend over backwards to find heterim, they usually tshuva svarim, where you have a person, the umlal, in front of you who needs the help. And the pleiskim who were sitting, and nobody is in front of them who needed the eitzah, they're just paskini based on Shulchan Aruch, they very often take a much harder line. Well, one of the most basic tshuvas on a Menekes Chaverai is a tshuva written, I forget his name, it's a tshuva Nefesh Chaya, someone who was dying in Bergen-Belsen after the war. He went through the war, and he had to paskin shailas. Listen, he had a shaila with a Menekes Chaverai, a woman after the camps, who married, had a two-year-old, and was nursing a one-year-old. And everyone was trying to get to America, to other countries. And she found someone who wanted to marry her. And this man had a visa to come to America. And he wasn't willing to wait 2 years, or even one more year. He had a visa. If he didn't use the visa in a few months, it wouldn't be usable. And the visa allowed him to take his wife and children if he'd be married. See, if she gets married, she could get out of Europe. She'd take her children with Europe. They'll be supported. If she doesn't get married, she's stuck there. He wasn't going to wait for her. He was going to go without her. And she wouldn't be even allowed to go. And she'd be stuck there. And he writes in the tshuva that all the people are leaving. And she'll be left to the elements. You can understand that tshuva has all the kulis. If you need an encyclopedia of all the possible kulis, all the shitas to be mitzarif, how an other god like that in those circumstances remembered all these things is incredible. But anyway, this nakuda is the nakuda that very often you see tshuva svarim when the person standing in front of you, they mashkunei nafshei to find heterim. Welcome back, everybody, to the Mishnah.